Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, Amia. My name is Kathleen Booth. I spoke to someone just a few minutes ago about a purchase, supposedly, on 663. That was not something I did. I was confirming a $2 shipping charge, and it came up $59.89 for something I did not want. I have put in a dispute with the credit card company, and I just talked to somebody there, and your people said that we had to do a conference call with the bank to dismiss the dispute, and then they would do the refund. I am not going to dismiss the dispute.
Okay, no problem.
So we will wait for the refund from you.
No, ma'am. Once you make a dispute, you're waiting for the refund with your bank, ma'am. So if you don't drop your dispute, there's nothing we can do.
No, I know. I'm telling you, I did not cancel the dispute, and I'll wait for the bank to deal with your bank.
Okay, no problem. So if you want to confirm that your account's been canceled, I can get that situated for you. Is that what you're calling back for?
I just wanted to let you know the cancellation number she told me was C920815025.
Okay, let me check on that. First and last name, Kathleen Booth.
Yeah.
Address is on Wind Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Could you confirm that for security purposes, please?
246 Warm Wind Drive, Clayton, North Carolina, 27527.
Alrighty, one brief moment. Alrighty. So I did make sure I notate that information that you're going to keep your dispute with your bank and that everything is still canceled on your account since you call in today. I hope everything works out with you and your bank, and I do appreciate you for calling customer service.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.